Tim Coonan is Director of Government Relations for Iowa's Rural Electric Cooperatives. He tells a State House panel the new smart meters have really turned things around when it comes to managing electricity in the countryside.
Given our meter count and also how spread out our customers typically are, this is the kind of thing that really adds value. It's putting less people on the road.
Coonan says the new meters record your electricity use, including when it occurred, and then sends the data back wirelessly to headquarters. Gone are the days of sending utility trucks up and down rural roads to check meters or locate outages in a storm. Coonan admits they've heard from some customers leery of the new technology. Republican Representative Jason Schultz from rural Crawford County says that includes some of his constituents.
They're concerned about additional radio waves, 900 megahertz radio waves being transmitted by a device that's actually mounted on the house, sometimes right across the wall from the bedroom. I also know that other sectors are concerned about privacy issues.
Schultz says basically you have a technology that can collect more data than a human meter reader reading the dial and walking away. So Schultz is supporting legislation to let customers opt out even if the new smart meter is already installed. Some other utilities aren't as keen as the RECs. Terry Harmon with Alliant Energy says smart meters are really taking off.
A lot of utilities across the country have literally millions of these meters on houses, and I'm talking about the really smart meters.
As opposed to a not-so-smart meter that allows an electric company employee to drive by a house and record electricity use, the RECs say having to drive by the house would defeat the purpose out in the country. Harmon says Alliant is testing the technology, but not without getting a customer's permission. Carrie Johansson at the Iowa Utilities Board is keeping track of how other states are regulating smart meters.
The thing that we found in our research is that other states have a fee associated with opting out.
A spokeswoman for Iowa's municipal utilities says letting individual customers opt out might be unworkable. Tim Coonan with the REC says concerns might be overblown. He says the smart meters emit no more radiation than many other gadgets, and customers' private information is safe.
I can guarantee you we're not collecting any data or doing anything with data we do collect that anyone should be concerned about.
Coonan says, for example, the electric cooperative can see when you're using power, but they can't tell what appliances are plugged in. Critics envision a future when all appliances will also be smart, which could provide a window into your daily habits. Representative Schultz has responded to his constituents' concerns.
I told them that I would go ahead and file the bill, that I would listen to get information on it.
But he says the bill won't get very far.
Because enough committee members have told me they're not interested in moving it to the floor yet.
One skeptic said she'd prefer to limit how a utility can use the information the smart meter captures. She says that might be better than preventing the electric company from gathering the data in the first place. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.